This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala, يعني, in a few days, Dhul-Hijjah is going to begin. In a few days, Dhul-Hijjah is going to begin. Want to you know that Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are blessed days. يعني these days, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes them as أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا, the best days of the world, of the year. They are better than Ramadan, as some of the ulama, rahimahumullah, would mention. They are actually better than Ramadan. They are better than Ramadan. Ramadan were the days in where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. They are better than those days. They are better than the days in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. يعني Ramadan was a moment and a season to have all your sins forgiven. If these 10 days are better than those days, يعني for sure they include this opportunity of having all the sins forgiven as well. Ramadan was the moment in which the 8 doors of the paradise opened and the gates of the hellfire were closed. And there were days in which يعني Allah Azza wa Jal would free every single day and every single night people from Jahannam. These were the prizes of Ramadan. And now we're saying these 10 days, as Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, are much better than those days. يعني you have every opportunity to enter the paradise in these days. And every opportunity to keep yourself away from Jahannam these days. And every opportunity to free yourself from Jahannam these days. And every opportunity in these days, you need to take them seriously. فَيَعْنِ الْعُلَمَاء جُمْهُورُ الْعُلَمَاءِ, the majority of the scholars, they mentioned that the days and the nights of the 10 of Dhul-Hijjah are better than the days and the nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, except of course Laylatul Qadr. Now, within these 10 days, there's going to be the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah is the day in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam promised, the one who fasts them will earn 2 years of forgiveness of his sins. A year that is to come and a year that has already come, that has already passed. In other words, 2 years of sins forgiven. For fasting 12 hours, you have 24 months forgiven. One deed, only one deed required from you. On one day, it earns a person complete forgiveness of 2 years. Yet in other words, if 12 hours wipe away 24 months of sayyat, that means 1 hour wipes away 2 months of sayyat, which means 60 minutes wipes away 60 days of sayyat, which as a result means 1 minute wipes away 1 day of sayyat. In other words, all of this to say that these days are supposed to be measured by the minute, not by the hour or by the day. You're supposed to measure them by the minute. Each and every single minute is an opportunity to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla and fill those skills. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. مَا مِنْ, this word مَا مِنْ, it implies restriction. In other words, don't look around for any other days. Don't even look around for the days of Ramadan. These are the days. طيب, what about these days? العمل الصالح, in which these are the days, or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there are no days in which the righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these days. أحب, يعني Allah loves these days. Allah Azza wa Jal loves the good deeds that are performed during these days. What else the word أحب means? What does it imply? And I'll give you an example, worldly example. You know, if someone is upset with you, wanted you wanted to reconcile with them, what do you do? You will wait until يعني, the most beloved days of that person. But maybe it's a Friday night when he's finished his work. خلاص, he's got Saturday and Sunday ahead. Maybe he's relaxed now. He loves this day. So until you want to reconcile with this person that is upset with you. So as a result, you go to the most beloved day to him. And you will buy the most beloved gift to him. And you will go and surely you'll get through. Surely you'll get through more than يعني, 90% you'll get through. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. These days, these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are days and moments in which one is able to reconcile with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani more than ever in these days, right? To mend that broken relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, because these are days that Allah loves. And what He loves seeing you do is the good deeds during these days. For these are days to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that hadith, and he said to them that there are no days in which righteous good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these days, one sahabi got up and he said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even jihad fi sabilillah. Yani this sahabi radiallahu anhu, he knew that the most beloved action to Allah is al-jihad. So it didn't mix in his mind, he was confused. So he quickly got up and he was quick to say, even al-jihad fi sabilillah, if we go now, you're saying that the good deeds in those 10 days is better than al-jihad fi sabilillah? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded. And he said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even al-jihad fi sabilillah is going to be better than the good deeds done during these 10 days. So you need to understand this. Hanzalah radiallahu anhu, he earned al-firdaws al-a'la through 1 hour of jihad. Wa Harithah radiallahu anhu, he earned jannatul firdaws through 1 hour of jihad on the day of Uhud. Wa Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, he earned jannatul firdaws through 1 hour of jihad on the day of Mu'ta. In other words, these days are enough to earn you Jannatul Firdaws. If that was earned with 1 hour of jihad, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling you the good deeds in these 10 days are better than al-jihad, yani what opportunity do you have to gain yourself and secure a position fi Jannatul Firdaws? For this is why at the end of that hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. The only best deed to do during these days, better than any other worship on the 10, is a person that goes out fi jihad in fi sabilillah. He goes out with himself and with his wealth and doesn't return. In other words, he dies right there, right? This is the only person that is better than a person that is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal during these 10 days. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another narration, you see this narration, he said, ahab, that these days are beloved to Allah. In another hadith, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أفضل من أيام العشر. That there are no days in which the righteous deeds are better to Allah Azza wa Jal than these 10 days. What does that mean? يعني أفضل, it means that the best Salat al-Fajr you will pray during the entire year would be the Salat al-Fajr you pray during these 10 days. Or the best Sadaqah you will give of the sadaqat that you're going to give during these 10 days. And the best type of Qur'an you're going to read is going to be the Qur'an you read during these 10 days. And the best fasting you're going to have is going to be the fasting that you do during these 10 days. Illa except al-ulama rahimahumullah, of course, if we take the idea of يعني, al-fard is always better than al-nafila, then on that understanding, Ramadan and fasting those days will always be better than any other day that you fast. Lakin afdal, meaning the deeds you're going to do during these 10 days are better than those same deeds you did during يعني, other days. Wallahu a'lam. In another hadith, same hadith but different wording. Shuf, subhanAllah, every time the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat with his sahaba to encourage them about the 10 days, he'd يعني, tackle it from a different perspective. The second time he mentions the hadith and he says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَزْكَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْظَمٍ. Now he used, so the word ahab, they are beloved to Allah. Afdal, that these are better to Allah Azza wa Jal. The deeds you do are better than any other day you do them. Now he said, Azka inda Allah, that these days are days of purification. In other words, the one who's complaining from a tough heart, these are the days to soften it. The one who's complaining from the blackness of his heart, from the sins, the one who's worried about his iman dropping after Ramadan, he's the chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 10 days are azka, yani they will purify you like no other day will purify you. This is what azka means. They will cleanse the soul unlike any other day will do so. In these 10 days, basically, if you put all the ahadith together, you find that they solve two biggest problems you have on the day of judgment. The two biggest problems that you're going to face on the day of judgment, one is al-ardu ala Allah, standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. And the second problem and worry you have on the day of judgment, you're supposed to deal with it today so you can find it easy, is al-mizan, when the scale is brought forth and the deeds are placed on it. These are the two biggest worries you have, the standing before Allah and the scale being presented before and your deeds going on it. And these 10 days, they solve these two problems. لأن firstly, أزكى, so that when your deeds are raised and they are presented before Allah Azza wa Jal, those deeds are going to be most loved actions to Allah Azza wa Jal. They are going to be the best actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a result, that deals and care, takes care of the ard of, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. This is a word enough to wake us all up. أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا, meaning on the day of judgment. What did we say the next problem was? The scale coming forward. When the scale comes forth and you're being judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني نحن نسأل الله أن لا يحاسبنا, and we ask Allah عز وجل to admit us into the paradise without حساب, without عذاب. But if this is the case and the scale is brought forth, then أعظم أجرا in the hadith means that the heaviest deeds on the scale would be the good deeds that you perform during the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. They are the heaviest deeds on the scale. They'll stand out from among all the worship that you've done. They'll stand out. How can you waste the opportunity that these 10 days go by and you treat them like any other day, where you lose so much? فيعني, make sure that is not your case. These are days in which Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam to go and chop up birds and put parts of the birds on four, on the top of four mountains, and then bring them to you, and they come back. The story is in Surah Al-Baqarah. That happened on the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Yani these are days in where your certainty in Allah Azza wa Jal is supposed to increase. And these are days in which At-Talbiyah is made, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Al-Hajj is performed during these days. And these are days in which Ad-Deen was complete. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. This ayah was revealed on the day of Arafah. Day of Arafah is during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. These are days in which Iman was complete and perfected. And in these days you're supposed to perfect your Iman and your Islam as well. These are days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself spoke to Musa alayhi salam on the mountain, on Jabal al-Tur. You can imagine. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا. When Musa alayhi salam arrived on time, on schedule to the mountain, when he saw the fire, what was going to happen was something historic. It never happened before, and it'll never happen before after this. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا. This happened on the 10 days. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. He said, this is a one-off. In history, this is the first time it ever happens. Allah Azza wa Jal, Musa alayhi salam, he said to Allah Azza wa Jal, أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. يعني أَرِنِي. Oh Allah, let me see you. Let me see you. For Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to him, لَن تَرَانِي. You will not see me. Allahu A'lam. How Musa alayhi salam remained patient with this word. He's been preparing for this moment for 40 days before, right? يعني وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. He stayed away from his people 30 days. He was fasting. Then he came to the mountain and he was told that, because he used the siwak in some of the narrations, so it changed the breath of his mouth. So an angel said to him, go back and fast another 10 days and don't use a siwak. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to meet you in the same manner you are in. So he went back and he fasted 10 days. Those 10 days, addition of the 30 days, were the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Then after that he was ready. And he climbs the mountain and he hears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to him, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah began to speak to him. He said, رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. Let me see you. Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, لَن تَرَانِي. You will not see me. Allahu A'lam. How Musa alayhi salam remained patient with these words. Then Allah said to him, وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. Look at the mountain. وَلَكِنْ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. Look at the mountain. I'm about to reveal some of my nur to the mountain. And if the mountain is able to stand, then I will show you myself. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed himself to the mountain, and the mountain is the only creation that saw some of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. As a result, it just came in contact with some of the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. The mountain shattered, it demolished. دَكَّا. And you know now, if all the nuclear bombs and the atomic bombs on the world were to be sent on a mountain, it won't destroy it. Or some of the nur of Allah Azza wa Jal was enough to shatter and explode an entire mountain from its roots. Musa alayhi salam, standing on the mountain, saw that. فَخَرَّ صَاعِقًا. He fell, unconscious, gone. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقْ. فَلَمَّا, meaning it took a while before he got up from his unconsciousness. قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ. He said, oh, how perfect you are, Allah. Glory be to you, Allah. He declared Allah's perfection on the mountain. And he said, تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Tawbah. What is he making tawbah from? He said, I repent to you. What is he making tawbah from? Al-ulama, rahimahum Allah, they said he made a tawbah because he did not honor Allah the way he deserves to be honored. And he did not understand who Allah is the way you're supposed to understand who Allah is. Then if you understood who Allah Azza wa Jal was, you wouldn't ask this question. فَتُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. My brothers in Islam, it is a major sin. It is a major sin to worship Allah and not know who Allah Azza wa Jal is. For these are 10 days in which your knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal is supposed to increase. And your ignorance about Allah is supposed to be decreased. And making tawbah during these days, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I am the first to believe. What does that mean? Meaning, I am the first to believe that you will not be seen in this life and you will only be seen in the hereafter. I'm a believer of that. For these are days in which you believe the real promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real meaning with Allah azza wa jal. These are days in which this kind of knowledge and this kind of iman is supposed to be increased. Wallahu a'lam. These are the days of yani Ashur Dhul Hijjah. Where, yani, of course, the best deed that is supposed to be done during these days is as-siyam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani, as in certain narrations, encourages. Now look, when the days begin, subhanallah, shaytan would find a way that a message would go around, and it would, and I'll say it from now because it always, every time it happens, that and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't fast the 10 days and the 9 days because the 10th is the day of Eid and it's not supposed to be fasted. Sahih. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fast them, right? So what does that mean? Yani tafuyu, what does it mean? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are reasons for why he didn't fast. Either because he's busy concentrating in other events that are more important for him, because this is the ummah at his hand and with his shoulder that he's supposed to take care of. For in other words, he was busy with the other things, right? And him not fasting doesn't mean he did not encourage their fasting. Some people, subhanAllah, I don't know if يعني, I would message Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't fast them. Therefore, we're not supposed to fast them. What do you compare yourself on a level like this? And there is an understanding, and you did not bother understanding why he didn't fast them. He didn't fast them because he's busier in other things that are more important. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not fast them so that they don't become fard upon the ummah. That's why he didn't fast them, right? Let me, if he fasted them, and every year he fasted them, he would have feared that they might become fard on the ummah. So as a result, he did not fast them as a mercy for me and you. So they don't take an opportunity like that and say, khalas, since he didn't fast them, I won't fast them as well. Same as at-Tarawih. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed them 3 nights. And then he did not pray them in jama'ah. Why? So that they do not become fard upon the ummah. Let me, if he prayed them every single Ramadan, for 9 years of Ramadan he fasted, it would have become fard. And as a result, yani leaving Salat al-Tarawih in congregation would have incurred a major sin upon you, or a sin upon you. For this is why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would leave certain things as a mercy for us, for to take this opportunity as a means and an opportunity to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fast these days. Also, what's recommended in these days is at-takbir wa at-tahleel, right? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. The takbir that we make for Al-Eid, it's not only for Al-Eid. You're supposed to be making during the 10 days, all of them, make a takbir. And then the specific takbir for the Eid begins on the day of Arafah. Don't forget that, because Allahu A'lam, I might be here or not be here. But anyway, the day of Arafah, straight after Salat al-Fajr, you begin with at-takbir. And then after every Salat, until the last day of Al-Eid, you will make at-takbir. So it begins on the day of Arafah. Well, the day of Arafah is one day before the Eid. One day before the Eid. It begins from then on, straight after Salat al-Fajr on the day of Arafah, you begin at-takbir. Al-Sadaqat is also يعني, another deed that is supposed to be يعني, done during these 10 days. وَقِيَامُ اللَّيْلُ وَقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. If you can read 3 juz'a a day, or at least listen to 3 juz'a a day, so that you can finish the Qur'an in these 10 days. Because remember, the khatma, the completion of the Qur'an in these 10 days, is the best khatma you'll ever make of the Qur'an, as opposed to any other day of the year. Wal-Udhiya as well, that's one of the best things to be done on the 10th day, which is the best day of all. The best day of the 10 days is Yawm al-Nahar, the day of sacrifice. And the best deed to be done on that day, which is the day of Eid, is to make a qurban for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Rush in that as well. If you haven't paid it, rush and fulfill that deed now so that it gets enough time to arrive at its country and get slaughtered on your behalf on time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. My brothers in Islam, and I end with two ahadith about the virtues of fasting. Number one, radiyallahu anhu, Abu Umam al-Bahili, radiyallahu anhu, he came one time to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something. So he said to him, alayka bis-sawm fa-innahu la idla lahu. You want to learn something? He said to him, fast. And then he said to him, nothing compares to fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ. Nothing compares to fasting. What does that mean? It means nothing will cleanse you more than fasting will cleanse you. And nothing will purify you more than the deed of fasting will purify you. And nothing will bring you closer to the paradise more than the deed of fasting will bring you closer to paradise. This is what it means. لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ. Meaning, anything of the good you want and anything of the bad you want to keep away from, the fasting is the way to go, right? For when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him these two words, alayka bis-sawm, two words. The narrator of the hadith, Raja ibn Hayrah radiallahu anhu, he said, ever since Abu Umama heard these two words from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, him, his wife and his kids and his slaves would fast. And smoke was never seen coming out from their house ever during the day. And if smoke was coming out, then we knew he had a guest. He was feeding him and he was eating with him as well because there was a guest. Right? In other words, these are two words that affected Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. And he clinged and he held onto them for the rest of his life. And his days of fasting were more than the days he broke his fast. Right? فَأَنْتَ يَشُوفْ. What kind of hadith works for you that would encourage you to fast, especially these 10 days? And a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal and all His angels, they send their prayers upon al-mutasahhirin, upon the ones who are having a suhoor. This is the reward of the fasting person before he begins his fast. And that is سَبَ سَعْبِدْ سَحَرْ. He's just making suhoor. He's already heard Allah's prayers and the angels' prayers. Already. So imagine then the reward when he begins the first hour of fasting and the second hour of fasting and the third, and he continues into that. For don't waste these opportunities, my brothers in Islam. 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, fast the 9 of them, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Do as much good as you can. Yani relive those days of Ramadan that you are in. And even more, much more intense. Yani some of the ulama, there's a quote here that maybe you're supposed to hear this quote. Al ulama, rahimahumullah, they say, Ibn Rajab, he says, the hasanat of the fard in Dhul Hijjah are greater than the hasanat of the fard in Ramadan. And the hasanat of the nawafil, the hasanat of the voluntary deeds of Dhul Hijjah are greater than the hasanat of the nawafil in Ramadan. This is Ibn Rajab. He gave us this kind of insight. Why? Because these are days in which all the worships have gathered. As-salat, was-zakat, was-sawm, and al-hajj. All the pillars of Islam are gathered during these 10 days, and that never happens in any other days of the year. As a result, their virtue and their reward was much greater than any other day, right? And they exist in al-ashhur al-hurum. Ramadan is not shahr al-haram. Ramadan is not a sacred month, right? Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These are the months in which are sacred, Muharram, and their deeds are great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.